This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:16. You're listening to the evening edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And now we're moving on to, to look at a memorandum of understanding that was signed last month between Malaysia and Bangladesh. And this is to resume the recruitment of foreign workers. That said, there are some concerns about transparency and ethical treatment of workers. So we're getting into it.
So I think that it's worth mentioning when this all began, right? So in September 2018, the recruitment of Bangladeshi workers was suspended by the then Pakatan Harapan government. And then, as you mentioned last month, we've seen this MOU. Now, the details in question, or what we know anyway, are that only 25 agencies will be recruiting workers for Malaysian employers and 250 agencies will be working as sub-agents. That number and how it was arrived at, who these agencies are, I think is part of the question or one of the questions that people have about this. Because when it comes to the MOU, the terms and conditions haven't been published. Even employers and agents don't actually have access to the details.
And I think this is particularly concerning because we don't have a great track record when it comes to this relationship with Bangladesh. The lack of transparency has caused a fear that we'll see a repeat of things that we have seen in the past, exploitation of workers, creating a syndicate of agencies that will get involved in the recruitment process, the cost of this recruitment being passed on to the workers themselves. So numerous loopholes that need to be plugged, and I think questions being asked about how this MOU chooses plans to do that without a lot of information as yet being forthcoming. So we're going to get into that and discuss the issues. We would like to hear from you. How can we be more ethical when it comes to foreign worker recruitment? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now joining us is Adrian Pereira, Executive Director of the North-South Initiative. Adrian, thanks for being with us today.
Hi, good evening, everyone. Thank you for having me on board.
So let's start with your initial impressions of the MOU.
Yeah. So one of the fundamental problems with MOUs is that it's kept secret. The process of formulating the content is discussed by very limited actors. And history has shown us that, there are very tragic consequences towards the migrant community when this happens. And in terms of a systemic problem, these MOUs bypass the democratic processes in Malaysia. And when this happens, there's no check and balance to see whether this the MOU is on par with our national constitution, the labor-related laws, and even the security-related laws. So it's highly problematic. And this is not the first time we are making such a mistake. In fact, a few days ago, Professor Shad Salim Farooqi said that, MOUs must be given the kiss of life in Parliament before they can hold up in court. So this is a big question that I would like to put forward to the Minister and the Cabinet and, of course, all Malaysian workers.
Now, we talked about this earlier, but one aspect that has gained a lot of attention is the MOU only allows for 25 Bangladeshi agencies to recruit workers. Why is this a cause for concern?
Yes. So when the supply chain of labour becomes longer, more actors want a piece of the pie. So imagine if a migrant worker from Bangladesh, say, historically had to pay up to 20,000 ringgit. Just imagine that's one worker and that pie is divided by so many actors. So in this case, you can see up to 250 agents or actors are going to compete for this piece of pie. But in reality, it's actually very anti-competition in nature because it's not a transparent process. There's no open tender. It's limited. And this is where I fear that, it could lead to the formation of syndicates, both in Malaysia and in Bangladesh. And this is a grave concern. Yeah.
What are the potential impacts of this on the recruitment process, especially when it comes to how the workers are treated, fair treatment?
Yeah, so when it comes to forced labor trafficking, the recruitment aspect of migrant workers or migrant or labor migration is so important. And this MOU is already a fatal step at the very beginning of the migrant workers recruitment cycle. So I think that speaks for itself on what would lead after they arrive in Malaysia, because the damage has already been done. They have already gotten into certain debt. They have already gotten into debt bondage with all these actors. So, of course, from a human rights perspective, we have always been promoting, you know, fair recruitment principles according to ILO standards. But in forced labor, the recruitment process is so vital to be secured and safe.
So we've mentioned quite a few times now about how the MOU is basically kept secret. Is there any precedence for opening this up? I mean, might we see a change in this? And why is it important to be open about the terms?
Yes. So if Malaysia wants to show to the world and to the supply chain that it can manage business and human rights in a fair, ethical and just manner, it's just a matter of time before it is forced to make this the MOU public. In fact, my challenge to the trade unions is to file a judicial review, challenge the very legitimacy of such processes, because the lives of millions of migrants are at stake. And don't forget, and this is what I always remind Malaysians, that the labor affairs in Malaysia, whether it's the rights of Malaysian workers or foreign workers, is very strongly dependent on how we manage the labor market. And this, for me, is already a big mistake.
Now, these aren't new problems or new challenges. This process between Malaysia and Bangladesh has been fraught with, fraught for at least 20 years now. Why is it so difficult to get this right?
Malaysia has not demonstrated the political will in a genuine manner. Yes, we have national action plans for forced labor. Yes, we have national action plans for trafficking. But what is being said and what is being practiced is not on par with each other. And this is very worrying. And you know, I think out of desperation for economic recovery after the or during this pandemic, people are desperate, businesses are desperate, the government is desperate. But let's not recover at the expense of our fellow workers, be it Malaysians or be it migrants. Now, don't forget, there are still many Malaysians who don't have jobs. Now, what's wrong with them having the priority for certain jobs? And I would like to say publicly that, you know, we have to dispel the myth that Malaysians are picky, they're choosy. You know, we need to understand why they have been forced to say such things or put in that condition, because the work conditions are just not decent enough.
So, in terms of political will, right, Malaysia did make commitments to improve our recruitment process in the National Action Plan on Forced Labour. How does this MOU fit into that?
Yeah, so there are four pillars in the National Action Plan on Forced Labour, which is prevention, protection, prosecution and partnership. By merely not making the MOU public, you have already failed in two of the pillars, which is prevention and partnership. In terms of partnership, why have you not spoken to the trade unions about this? Why have you not spoken to the NGOs? And, you know, like I shared earlier, the fair recruitment is an element, is a key component to stopping forced labor at the prevention, in terms of prevention, but you have already failed to do that.
Now, when it comes to the issues that we're talking about here, what are the biggest human rights issues that need to be addressed? What are the most immediate concerns?
Yeah, so ensuring that the labor market statistics are transparent and honest, I think that's something that, you know, will help us plan how many actual additional workers will Malaysia need to bring in to fill those gaps. I think we haven't even solved those fundamental issues. And in terms of labor rights issues, I think if you look at the different international bodies that are monitoring governments which have issued VTOL release orders, I think it's very clear that forced labor still continues. And, you know, modern day slavery is very complex, but we see so many elements of that continuing. And it's just a sign that the industries have not learned their lesson. And the risk here is if we are not able to manage the supply chains, buyers and brands are going to think twice before they invest in Malaysia.
Adrian, is there anything you'd like to leave us with?
Yeah. So my final comment is the fate of boat workers, Malaysians and migrants, are intertwined. We have to work together, be in solidarity and sort this out.
Adrian, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you. All the best.
That was Adrian Pereira, the Executive Director of the North-South Initiative, speaking to us about an MOU that, that's been signed last month, really, between Bangladesh and Malaysia, but is leaving a fair number of questions open in terms of transparency. Do keep your thoughts coming. What would you like to see in terms of ethical treatment when it comes to foreign worker recruitment here in Malaysia? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.